My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, coming to you live each and every week from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings at 89.1 on your FM dial. Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. We're going to start off this afternoon with a concert that was recorded in 1972 for the Concord Jazz label. In fact, this was the very first recording for the brand new label Concord, founded by the late Carl E. Jefferson. And it's a recording featuring Herb Ellis and Joe Pass on guitar, Jay Canna on drums, and Ray Brown on bass. And this was recorded in California at the, as I said before, the Concord Jazz Festival. We're going to listen to the Good News Blues. Have it, Herb Ellis and Joe Pass, two of the great jazz guitarists, on a little ditty called Good News Blues, recorded live in California in 1972. Here's music from trumpet player Dave Douglas, and this is from his album the Infinite, and we're going to listen to Crazy Games.
Thank you.
one of the great jazz trumpeters of all time. That was Booker Little from his album Out Front, and we heard a beautiful track called Man of Words. And if you have a chance to pick up this album, I would highly recommend it. Booker Little died at a very young age of uremia, and he was touted as being the next great successor to Clifford Brown by many people in the jazz community. Just before that, Dave Douglas from The Infinite, and we heard Crazy Games. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings at 89.1 FM. And we're also streaming live over the internet at www.chuo.fm. I have a very special treat for you now. This is a recording made April the 2nd, 1965 by the West Montgomery Quintet. Now, this was recorded over Vera Radio Studio 7 in Hilversum, Holland, and it's very rare. It's very hard to find this, actually. We're going to listen to a couple of tracks, Straight No Chaser and Just Friends. We have Clark Terry on trumpet and flugelhorn, and Clark is in top form on this album. Pim Jacobs on piano. Of course, Wes Montgomery on guitar. Rude Jacobs on bass. And Han Benig is on drums. Now, word has it that Han Benig will be appearing with Misha Mengelberg in Ottawa. I believe it's November 1st, and I don't have a venue at the moment, but if you have a chance to see them, I would highly recommend it. So let's listen to this historic recording from April the 2nd, 1965. Thank you.
Thank you.
Was taken from a live radio broadcast April 2nd, 1965 from Hilversum, Holland over the Avera Radio Studio 7 studios. That was the West Montgomery Quintet, and we heard Straight No Chaser and Just Friends, featuring Clark Terry on trumpet and flugelhorn, Pim Jacobs on piano, West Montgomery guitar, Rude Jacobs on bass, and Han Benig was on drums. Last week, I ended the show with some music from Jeannie Bryson and Etta Jones. I'm going to play some more music now from Etta Jones. Etta grew up in New York, at the age of 16, she toured with Buddy Johnson. She debuted on record with Barney Bigard's Pickup Band in 1944. She recorded for the Black and White label, singing four Leonard Feather songs, in fact, three of which, including Evil Gal Blues, were hits for Dinah Washington. She recorded other songs during 1946 and 47 for RCA and worked with Earl Hines between 1949 and 1952. Now, Jones's version of Don't Go to Strangers was a hit in 1960, and around this period she made many albums for the Prestige label. Jones toured Japan with Art Blakey in 1970, but was largely off record during 1966 and 1975. However, starting in 1976, Etta Jones, an appealing interpreter of standards, ballads, and blues, began recording regularly for the Muse label, often with the fine tenor saxophonist Houston Person, who would later become her husband. Some of her finest work has been from the last two decades. Now, she died from complications of cancer on October the 16th, 2001, and this was the day that her last album, Etta Jones Sings Lady Day, was released. And we're going to listen to that album just a little later on, but I'd like to start off with an album that she recorded May 25th, 1999. It's entitled All the Way, and we're going to listen to a track called Saturday Night. And it features Tom Alfs on violin, Russell Malone on some exquisite guitar, Houston Person on tenor sax, Norman Simmons on piano, Steve Turi on trombone. We have Kenny Washington on drums and John Weber on bass, rounding out the rhythm section. And then we'll follow that up from her last album, Etta Jones Sings Lady Day, and we're going to listen to her interpretation of Them Their Eyes. Now, in this album, we have Peter Bernstein on guitar. Houston Person is back on tenor sax. John White's on bass. John Weber's on bass, rather. And Chip White is on drums. And one of my favorite pianists, Richard Wyans, is also on this session, which was recorded June the 21st, 2001.
in the week. 'Cause that's the night that my sweetie and I used to dance cheek to cheek. I don't mind Sunday night at all, 'cause that's the night friends come to call. And Monday to Friday go past, and another week is past. But Saturday night is the loneliest night in the week. I sing the song that I sang for the memories I usually seek, until I hear you at the door, until you're in my arms once more.
I looked into them their eyes. You got a certain cute way of flirting with them their eyes. They make me feel so happy. They make me feel so blue. Falling, no stalling, ain't a great big way for you. My heart's jumping, you're starting something with them their eyes. Look out, little brown eyes.
We're going to try that again in just a few minutes. I just wanted to mention that if you listen carefully to her voice, I find that there's a lot of similarities between her and Jimmy Scott in terms of phrasing. It's very interesting the way that the two of them twist the note. And if you listen carefully, I believe that you'll hear that. So let's get back to Etta Jones with Them, Their Eyes.
In love with you the first time I looked into them their eyes. You got a certain cute way of flirting with them their eyes. They make me feel so happy. They make me feel so blue. Falling, no stalling, ain't a great big way for you. My heart's jumping, you're starting something with them their eyes. Look out, little get you in a whole lot of trouble. Ah, baby, them eyes.
Sparkle and bubble, them their eyes. Etta Jones, it was incredible the amount of strength and will to sing that she still had when this recording was made back in June of 2001, and she passed away only just a few short months later. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM. This afternoon, we're playing a wide variety of jazz, and right now we're going to listen to some McCoy Tyner from his album Land of Giants, and this is a great kicker of a tune. It's called Steppin'.
keeping with good sportsmanship, we're now going to dedicate some music to Wendell Willkie. It's entitled Gone with What Wind. And it will be played by Maestro Benny Goodman and Count Basie's band.
Thank you.
Stefan Grappelli and McCoy Tyner with I Didn't Know What Time It Was. That's taken from their album One on One. And before that, we heard the great guitarist Charlie Christian, who initially started playing piano locally in Oklahoma and began to utilize an amplified guitar in 1937. After becoming a student of Eddie Durham, a jazz guitarist who invented the amplified guitar, John Hammond, the masterful talent scout and producer, heard about Christian, possibly from Mary Lou Williams, and he was so impressed by what he saw that he arranged for the guitarist to travel to Los Angeles in August of 1939 and try out with Benny Goodman. Now, although the clarinetist was initially put off by Christian's primitive wardrobe, as soon as they started jamming on Rose Room, well, as they say, Christian's talents were obvious. For the next 2 years, he would be well featured with Benny Goodman's sextet. He got to play at Minton's Playhouse with such up-and-coming players as Thelonious Monk, Kenny Clark, and Dizzy Gillespie. Now, all of the guitarist's recordings, including the guest spots and radio broadcasts, are currently available on CD. One of the tragic things about him was that he contracted tuberculosis in 1941, and he died at the age of 25 on March the 2nd, 1942. Now, what I find striking about all this is that it would be 25 years before jazz guitarists finally moved beyond Charlie Christian, and I think to this day, many jazz guitarists out there are still listening to what he did. You're listening to In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. Just before Charlie Christian, we heard McCoy Tyner with Steppin', and that was taken from his album, Land of Giants. Here's some music from drummer Andrew Cyril, with James Newton on flute, Axel Tit Pascal on acoustic guitar, Anthony Cox is on bass, and we're going to listen to a tune written by Axel Pascal entitled Answer Me. Thank you.
You look so wonderful. You're like a breath of spring. You leave me breathless. I'm just like the birds. I'm filled with melody, but at a loss for words. That little grin of yours, that funny chin of yours, do so much to my heart. Oh, give your lips to me, for darling, that would be the final touch to my heart. You leave me breathless, that's all I can say. I can't say more because you take my breath away. You know you really are a heavenly thing. You're taking me by surprise. You seem to have a charm that permeates the atmosphere. I mean, you happen to be a definite breath of spring. My heart is dangling from a string, and like a lark with all of its sweet melodic ways, I am completely filled with rapturous song, but having a difficult time articulating a single phrase. Not even a simple everyday word to you, I simply have to belong, and I hope that it won't take very long. What could possibly go wrong? Just look at those big blue eyes. I'm captivated by their abnormal sight. They give me a feeling that I am reeling and I cannot disguise. The obvious tender loving passion that I'm not afraid to show to all the world. In all my wild and crazy reveries, I have no memories of ever experiencing such absolute joy. You leave me breathless, come and kiss me, won't you please? I must admit you really blow me away. Oh baby,
That was vocalist Meredith D'Ambrosio from her album Shadowland. And we heard You Leave Me Breathless and A Breath of Spring with some nice tasty brushwork there from Ben Riley and also Eddie Higgins on the piano. Just before that, we heard some music from Sam Noto from his album Entrance with Make Belief, and Andrew Cyril off the top of the set with Answer Me from his album X-Man. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM. Many years ago, there was a Latin percussionist by the name of Willie Rodriguez who released an album called Flatjacks, and it's absolutely quite a stunner of an album. He was quite the percussionist and drummer, and you're going to hear that on this track. It's called One Foot in the Gutter. Let's give that another shot, the music of Willie Rodriguez on In Transition. Thank you. the Willie Rodriguez Jazz Quartet from his album Flatjacks, and we just heard One Foot in the Gutter. Let's go back to Charlie Christian and listen to his version of Seven Come Eleven. But before we get to his version, we're going to listen to another version. We started off the show today with Herb Ellis and Joe Pass. We're going to go back to July 29th, 1973, and listen to their version of this classic. Jay Kahn is on drums, and Ray Brown is on bass.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the music of Benny Goodman and his grand band coming to you from Peacock Court of Hotel Mark Hopkins, high atop Nob Hill in San Francisco, World's Fair City of the West. And now, Benny, what's cooking with the sextet here?
What's cooking with the sextet? We're cooking up a little bit of 7 come 11. Maybe I'll tell them about the sextet. Charlie Christian at the guitar, electric guitar, Johnny Guarneri at the piano, Arthur Bernstein at the bass, Nick Fatula at the drums, and Lionel Hampton at the electric vibrahots. Here they go now.
Different versions of 7 Come 11. We just heard Benny Goodman with Lionel Hampton and Charlie Christian. And just before that, Joe Pass and Herb Ellis with a blistering version of the same tune taken from their second release for the Concord Jazz label, simply entitled 7 Come 11. You're listening to In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. We're going to go back now to a classic jazz album recorded for Capitol. And this is Miles Davis's Birth of the Cool. We're going to listen to a track written by John Lewis entitled Rouge.
Thank you.
That was music from the Jim Cefalli New York Nonet from his album Tunnel Vision. And we heard Fee-Fi-Fo-Fum and Speak No Evil. And just before that, we heard some music from Akbar De Priest from his album Central Avenue Roots and a tune called Potato Salad. We started off with Miles Davis from the classic album Birth of the Cool and Rouge. I'm Randy McElligott, and you've been listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM. And we're going to go out this afternoon with some more music from Jim Cefalli's New York Nonet. We're going to listen to Cajun Conniption. Well, that just about wraps things up for another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. I'll be back next week with some more jazz. And don't forget, coming up at the top of the hour, Oswin with German news, music, and commentary until 5 o'clock this afternoon. Bye for now.